Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Pei Dalet, mitzvah 284, as we get into a independent mitzvah, related, but independent, and actually maybe that's a lumdish question, whether it's independent or related to the previous mitzvahs, and that's the Isra of eating tevel, Isra of eating grain that trumos were not taken off of yet. So we've had a couple of mitzvahs related to truma. Yesterday included truma, it was also chazi v'shok, and today is about tevel. So maybe that's an interesting question along this, which we'll get back to. Does tevel have anything to do with truma? But the Isser is eating tevel. The Torah tells us, the Torah does not say the word tevel. The Torah just says, in Perachav Beis, Pasuk Tezvav and Tezayin. That's today's mitzvah. And then after today, we get into the world of Ba'alei Mumin. All the world of the Isser of being Makdish Ba'al Mum, and the Isser of Shechting Ba'al Mum, and the Isser of other Isserim, a number of Isserim that stand by themselves in a group and related to Baal Mum. And this is Mechusar Zman, which might be also a form of Baal Mum. Anyway, but today's mitzvah is the Isra of eating tevel. V'lo yechalelu esh kachei b'nei Yisrael eis asher yarimu l'Hashem. One shall not desecrate or defile the kachei b'nei Yisrael, that which will be taken off, muram, from Hashem. So similar darshan we had last time, where we said it was talking about the Chazi v'shok, because it uses a similar lashon. B'trumas hakadoshim. What's muram? What's lifted up from kachin? That's the chazi v'shok. So here too, what does it mean? Something will be taken off. Eza sheyarimu. So let's be talking about tevel. Chazal darshan, because tevel will have trumas hamaisis taken off from it. V'lechalos kachin b'nei Yisrael. Eza sheyarimu l'Hashem. And then it says v'hisiu osam avon ashma. They will carry their sin ba'achlamas kachahem when they eat it. Ki ani Hashem mekachah. This is the source, according to Chazal, Masech HaSanhedrin, of the Isser of eating tevel. So there's a lot to talk about here. Let's see what we can fit in. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo Lechol Tevel, Bein Yisrael, Bein Kohen. First rule, clear, everybody agrees to. A Kohen also is not allowed to eat tevel. But who adavar, and what is tevel? Who adavar shenit lo bimenu, trumas or maestras, which any grain that, or we'll talk about what exactly is included, daraisa, anything that has not had truma and maaser taken off from it yet. Shenemar vayechlo yechalu as kachei b'nei Yisrael, eis asher yarimu l'Hashem. Uba pirush hamekubal al zeh, the accepted commentary, the explanation, shebeochal tevel hakazu medaber. The pasuk is talking about the iser of eating tevel. Ve'inyan hakazu v'lomar, shelo yechalu hakachim bo'udan mu'avin hamachulin. And what's the message? Tevel is called kachei b'nei Yisrael, because tevel is somehow connected, as we alluded to before, to what's in it, to the truma that's in it. So we're going to have to ask, why is the Kohen even usher to eat tevel then? But that's what it said. The Chinuch said, the Chinuch emphasizes this in Halacha and in Hashkafa, that the reason the Torah uses the question of Kodesh is because you have truma in here. Ba'odam u'ravan ha'machulim, v'zeo lashon, es ha'she ha'rimu l'shuhu lashon asid, klo mashadayim lo'hormu. It wasn't huram yet. And then he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which discusses how you get this drasha. The ode, next paragraph, V'odamru zacharnu levracha b'gemara makas. The Gemara makas also tells us that the tevel is not only something that you didn't take anything off from yet. Truma gadola was not taken off from yet, that's tevel. There's more included. What is that? Let's say I took off truma gadola, but I didn't do the next step. Maaser Rishon I didn't take off. And as we know, within Maaser Rishon that the Levi gets, he has to take off Trumas Maaser and give it to the Kohen. That has the status of Truma as well. And if I didn't take off Maaser Rishon, which by Mela means I didn't take off Trumas Maaser, that's also an Isser Tevel. That's called Tavol Le Trumas Maaser. Yachos, so says the Gemara Makas, Yachol Yilo Yuchayav and Ela Al Tevel, Shlohomri Menu Kalikr, Avol Nitlu Mimenu Truma Gedola, Velo Nitlu Mimenu Trumas Maaser, O Maaser Rishon, Maaser Shade, Ivam Mifil Maaser Ani. The Gemara adds in, we're going to see this is two different levels, but the Gemara adds in that it even includes if Maaser Ani is not taken off, if Maaser Sheni is not taken off, that's also Tamalam Alo Sucha Lecho B'Sharecha. So we have from Gzeira Shava, Vachol B'Sharecha Sabeo, Malahala Maaser Ani, Afkan Maaser Ani. The Chinuch is clear that this is included in the Isser, but, as we're about to see, it's not exactly the same. Amnam ze'achiyev hula malkus. When do we say, let's say I took off Maaser Truma Gadola, and I took off Maaser Rishon with the Shumas Maaser, and all that's left is Maaser Sheni. If I eat this, I violate an Isser Daraisa. I get malkus, but there's no Misa. Misa, according to the Chinuch, according to the Rambam, is only for Truma and Shumas Maaser. The Tevel, let's define this, that I did not take off Truma and Shumas Maaser yet, that's Misa Bidei Shamayim. But all the other ones, it is Tevel, you're going to get Malkus. But the Isser Misa does not exist. Avalavon Misa, Eino Ela Ala Tevel, Shalom Nidla Mimedu Shum Gadola, V'chei Nami, Ba'ochal Meiser, Kodem Shenel Mimedu Shum Es Meiser. So those two create the Isser Misa. The other ones, it's fascinating that it's still called Tevel, if it's Meiser Ani, that's what's lacking, or Meiser Sheni, that's what's lacking, but still it's called Tevel, but it's only Tevel regarding Malkus, it's not Tevel Lagabe Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Zeru Shenera B'tzavas HaLavim, and that's why it says also in Bamidbar, when it commands the Levim to take off Chumas Meiser, it says the same Lashon as it has here. That's Kachi B'nei Yisrael Lo Sachal Alu V'lo Samusu. Zuzui Miniyash Olecho Meiser Rishon B'tivlo. That is the Isser. This is the sheet of the Rambam and the Chinuch. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, an Os Zayin, right across the page, the Minchas Chinuch says, now that we know this is true, so let's talk about this for a minute. His nafkamina that he always likes to discuss, tziruf. What if I eat a half a kezias of tevel that's tavel for truma gedola, and half a kezias of tevel that's tavel for truma smicer? Says the Minchas Chinuch, that'll be mitzarif, because that's the same shem iser. What if I eat half a kezias of tevel that you didn't take a meiser sheni yet from, and tevel that you didn't take a meiser ani yet from? That's also the shem iser. You'd be chayif. But what if I eat a half a kezias of tevel that's tavel for truma gedola, and half a kezias of tevel that's tavel for meiser sheni? That wouldn't be mitzarev, because that's two mashem as iser. One's the iser misa, and one's the iser malchus. That's what he says in Os Zayin. He says in the middle, it's at the beginning. Vim achal chazias mitavel tavel truma, ola truma meiser, ola chala. Chala is also called truma. The chazik zayis mitavel tavel meiser is bevadei mitzarfen. If it's with the other, with the these other shem iser. But he says a couple lines down. The chenir apashin. The machal chazias mitavel shalohu rami meno kaliker. He has another chiddush. If it's Tevel, period, well, you didn't take anything off, he thinks you'd get two sets of Malkus. Because you're doing two Shemos Isser. Even though he says that the Rambam doesn't say this anywhere, but I think it's a different Pashut, he doesn't even have to say it. Because it's eating two Isurim. You're eating Tevel that's Tavel for Truma, and Trumas Meiser, and Vechulu. And you're eating Tevel that's Tavel for Meiser Shedi, Meiser Ani, Vechulu. So he says, Afal Pishenim Mavur Barambam, Mikomachim Adar Pashut, Feitzarach Levayr. It's obvious. Doesn't even have to say it. That is the first Minchas Chinuch for the day. Okay, getting back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Nimsa. So it comes out on top. Michlad Varenu. So it's to summarize. Sheha Ochela Tevel Kodem Shenel Menu Shuma Gadola. If I eat Tevel before Shuma Gadola was taken off. Ukem Ochein Kodem Shenel Menu Shuma Smeiser. Hu B'Misa. That's Misa. V'imachal Menu Achash Shenel Menu Shuma Gadola. V'inath V'imenu Gavgi Shuma Smeiser. And if I eat from it after all those Shumas were taken off. Kigon Shektem Lito Shuma Smeiser Kodem Meiser. Rishon, Avamishu Adayin Tavol Shnei Meisers. Even though Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni is all in there, that is not Misa. That is just a Chiyuv Malkus. And says the Chinuch to emphasize Shmor Inyan Zeh. Make sure you get this clear, because it's not so pashut. Not everybody agrees to this. Ki kein timso haemes im tizkei lulmo divrei chachamenu ba'alei kabbalah. So keep in mind this, because this is an important principle. Says the Chinuch, a throwaway line, but it's very crucial for us in Lumdus. Misharish Yamitzvah, what's the Sharish of the Mitzvah? Look what I wrote by the Lav of Kohen Tameh, eating Truma. So what does that have to do with me? A Kohen Tameh eating Truma? What did the Chinuch say there, if you remember? He says, because it's not appropriate for something that's so special and kavod and kadosh for a Kohen Tameh to be involved in it. That's what Tevel's about. So what is the Chinuch emphasizing, as he did before, that there is an idea that the Isser of Tevel is seemingly because of the Truma Shavo. Because he connects it in the Sharish HaMitzvah, and therefore it's a zilzal for a Yisra, for anybody to eat it before it's declared Truma. Masha'en Kein, that's why he's connecting it to the earlier Mitzvah. The question then is, why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? If a Kohen can eat Truma, if the only Isser is because of the Truma Shavo, why can't a Kohen eat it? That is Tosfos's question. Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Pei Vav. This is quoted in the Minchas Chinuch discusses, I don't remember which piece it was, but the Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav and Aleph discuss this. Rashi says in Yevamos Pei Vav seems to say that the only reason Tevel is Aser because is there's Truma in it. And that's why the Re jumps on him. It says, V'od imitam zelo litzer Tevel a Kohen. The Tevel shouldn't be Aser to a Kohen, if that is the case. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch talks about it in Os Gimel, the end of Os Gimel. He talks about Rashi and Tosfos there. But Tosfos says it shouldn't be Aser to a Kohen. What's the answer that all the Achronim give? No. Even if it's Aser Mishum the Truma Shebo, still you might need the heter of hafrasha. It's truma that is not mutter to a kohen yet. Similar, l'madar adome, which we'll get back to this, Be'ez Hashem, soon. What about karbonos, before and after zrikas adam? You have something that is going to be mutter to a kohen, parts of the animal, but it's only mutter after you do zrikas adam. So through here, it's going to be mutter to a kohen, but it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu, it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The beautiful lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud Beis, this should be a famous Rambam. We're going to try to do that right now. Make it famous. Yud Beis Yud Tes. The Rambam says that a Kohen is not supposed to grab Trumos and Maestros from the Yisrael. Not supposed to grab. V'chein Aser Lahen Sheyachtefu Trumos and Maestros. V'afilu Lish'ol Chelkan B'fiyan. Even to ask for it. Not supposed to ask. The Yisrael chooses. Shouldn't ask for it. You doing anything with that Truma? By the way, I'm a Kohen. Right? You shouldn't even hint. Right, like on Amir L'Akim on Shabbos. Amir L'Kohen by Truma. You're not supposed to hint. I'm a Kohen. You have Truma. You're not supposed to do that. Ella Notlam B'Kovin. Supposed to wait for somebody to give it to me in a Kovin take away. Why? Listen to this Rambam. Beautiful. Sha'al Shulchan HaMakom Heim Ochlin. V'al Shulchano Heim Shosim. U'matanos Elu L'Hashem Heim. V'hu Baruch Hu Zika Lahen. Sh'ne'emar V'ani Nasati L'cha Es Mishmeres Trumosai. The Rambam says clearly that it's Shulchan HaMakom. Shulchano. It's the same word like Mishulchan Gavoa Kazacha, which is used by Kachim. So too is used here. So that's the Pashan answer that's given to answer Tosis's question in Yevamah Peivav, and to answer the question of if it's only us and Mishum the Truma Shavo, so what about Lekohanim? The answer is because you still need the Maisa Hafrasha, just like you need the Maisa Zrika. If you want to look more about the relationship between Truma and Tevel, the Asvin Daraisa of Yosef Engel and Klal Beis, he discusses this. He has two Chakiras, which each of the half of the piece is about. The first Chakira is when we say Truma is ushered to a Zar. Truma is usher to a Yisrael. So is that usher to Yisrael because the same Shem Tevel that always existed still exists now? Like this fruit was usher to a Yisrael before Hafrasha and is usher to Yisrael after Hafrasha. Is there any relationship between the Isser of Tevel and Isser Truma Lagabi the Yisrael? Maybe it's still the same Isser. Or do I say no? The fact that if it comes mutter to a Kohen shows that something changed, and therefore, so too Lagabi Yisrael, even though it's always been Usser, it's a different shame Isser. That's the question. Nistapakti, Hadid Shuma Asur Lazar, Im Hu Isser Chadosh, Shenes Chadosh Eide HaFrasha, Odilmano, In Yano She Isser Tevel Shebo, Bim Komo Omeid, Shat Shuma Hitira Isser Tevel Shebo, Ach Le Kohen, Ach Lo Lazar, V'teida, Shei On Shem Shaveh. After all, they're eating, if Azari is Truma, if Azari is Tevel, they're both Misa V'dei Shemayim. So maybe that reflects that it's the same Isser. Alkei Nirek Sasmi Zeshe Isser Truma Lazar Mitam Tevel. That's his first Shiloh that he deals with. Is the Isser Truma Lazar the same as the Isser Tevel Lazar? Is it really, conceptually, the same Isser that never changed? Or the fact that it's Mutzah to a Kohen reflects that something changed. Second question that he says, Ad kodi barno binyan iser truma. V'etan avayar iser tevel. Do we say the iser of tevel is linked to the ear of truma shavo? And of course he quotes Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos Peivav. Says that's the answer. And he says, V'nir b'yishav das Rashi. And he quotes, beautiful. This is where I mentioned it from before. The Metzidu b'kachim. Tekodim zrika v'aktara ha've yakol l'gavoa. V'yacharei zrika v'aktara ha'oz akonim v'abayla mishuchun gavoa chazachu. So too here. So too, you would say the same thing by Truma. So the same thing by Truma, it's mishuchun gavoa chazachu. Not exactly like Kachim, he says, because after all, if you're Makadish with Truma, maybe it works. There might be distinctions, but either way, that's the Asvin Daraisa here in Klal Beis. Good. Let's continue now. Says the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the other halachas of the Tevel. Mash Amr Zacharno Lavracha Bisra, Tevel Sh'Oser Taruvusel B'Kal Shehu. The halach is Tevel is Oser B'Kal Shehu. Even though most other Yisurim are Oser B'Rov and B'Shishim, more than Shishim, more than others, Tevel is B'Kal Shehu. What's the source? The Gemara says, V'Nasu Tam B'Tevel, V'Bnei She'Isuro Kimo Hetero. We compare how it asers from how it became mutter. Mahatera bakalshu. How do you make something unteveled? How do you make it non-tevel? Any tiny amount, the kalshu. Like Chazal say, Shein lo truma shir min haTorah. How much is truma daraisa? No shir given. Meiser obviously is meiser, one tenth. Eser. Truma, what's the shir? Afilu chita achas boteres zakri. Says the Gemara, even one tiny little kernel can potter thousands and thousands of acres. As long as I have it in mind. So that's the daraisa. Midrabanan, we say 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th. As Chazal say, ayin ra, ayin tov, and ayin beninus. But just like midaraisa, the heter is b'kol shehu, af yisura kamochin b'kol shehu, so do the iser is b'kol shehu, and therefore tevel aser is b'kol shehu. V'nimsa, shem nisarvu ma'at chitim shel tevel, b'kama shel chulin, shekulan asurin. If a little bit of tevel falls into anything, it asers the entire item, because it is oser b'kol shehu. Just to mention, the Minchas Chinuch also discusses whether this is an example, whether tevel is an example of a davar sheish l'matirin, something that can have a heter, you can be mafresh from it, and therefore maybe you shouldn't be batal for that reason. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses that a little bit later on, but we're not going to focus on that right now. But that's the concept of tevel asering b'kol shehu. Continuing, skip a paragraph. V'noeg yisr zeshel tevel b'chol Yisrael. B'zachar v'min akevis v'afilu b'kohanim l'viyim. The yisr of tevel applies to all Jews, men, women, kohanim l'viyim, af apish in olchem trumas. Even though they're going to eat truma. V'afilu b'dabin shalohem. Even if it's theirs, kohanim l'viyim have to do hafrasha of their own fields. If they have fields, it's tevel. And if they eat it, the chayimisim de shemayim. If they eat it without being mafresh, they can be mafresh and then keep it because the trum is theirs, because they're kohanim. But they have to do the hafrasha. V'chein noeg yisr b'chol makom. Also, the isra applies everywhere. Klomar, sh'asur lecha tevel shal peres eretz Yisrael b'chol makom. Peres of eretz Yisrael, wherever they are in the world, are chayiv and tevel d'oraisa. But as he said before, the chiv of trumas and maisras, are only from Eretz Yisrael in a time when it's Dar Reis in Eretz Yisrael, Bizvachi Yisrael, Shem, Bechulu, as he said a number of times already over the past couple of mitzvahs. So this is Peros Eretz Yisrael are always Chayat. There's an important discussion in the Michas Chinuch and Os Yud Ches, where he says that it sounds like from the Chinuch, Nira Midivar Harava Mechaber, the Gam Chiyuva Ika. It sounds like when Peros go, when the Peros, real Peros Eretz Yisrael, and they go to Chutz Laaretz, the same halacha applies, it's Tevel Daraisa. And he says, I beg to differ, because you look in the Mishnah in Maseches Chala, there's a machlokes, and Rabbi Akiva says, Pater, if Peres Eretz Yisrael go to Chutz La'aretz, something is lost. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, you're Pater from eating Tevel. You don't get Misim Eishamayim, Falacha Rabbi Akiva, Neged Rabbi Elazar. So how could the Chinuch say that if Peres Eretz Yisrael leave, so then it's still chayv exactly as it was. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. I don't understand that. So he says, maybe what the chinuch means is like the Mishnah Lamelech says. The Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam in Perak Aleph, Halacha Chavez of Truma says, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech right here, that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is only where you didn't yet have Gemar Malacha in Eretz Yisrael. You didn't finish the processing. The processing was finished in Chutz La'aretz. That's where we could say that there's a machlokas. Maybe it doesn't have full kedusha and iser tevel because you didn't finish in Eretz Yisrael. But if you finish the entire processing in Eretz Yisrael, you did meiruach, you did everything, even Rabbi Akiva would be moded that it doesn't lose its chiyuv. Once it has the status of tevel daraisa, for all intents and purposes, it's always like that, even if you bring it to Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Mishnah Melech says on the Rambam and on the Din. The Minchas Chinuch says, I have no idea why the Mishnah Melech says that. Where does he get it from? The Rambam doesn't make any distinctions. The Rambam doesn't say, it depends where Meiruach happened. And therefore, he assumes that the Rambam doesn't say that. In the end of the next paragraph, he says, El avadai, nira das ha-Rambam, de peres eretz Yisrael sheyatzu b'cholin yim p'turim. No, they're always potter. Even if you had Gemar Malacha in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be potter because the Chutz La'aretz. You're going to tell me, where have you ever heard of such a thing? V'yal yipot poli beinecha. Don't think it's such a wonder. Kibosh in eschaibu ha-perish in Igbu Eretz Yisrael if yiftu achar kach. Do you ever have such a precedent? Something is usher, and then it can become mutter. Where do you ever have such a thing? So he brings two or three examples. Number one, he says, he brings an example. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which not everybody holds up, it's a machlokes, of a p'tur lakuach from Maisros. If you buy something after it's ready for Gemar Malacha, and you bought it from somebody, and the person, the seller, has to take off Shumas of Maisros. Let's say he didn't, then you bought it from him, it's pater. That's a p'tur lakuach based on psukim. Other Rishonim argue. See, the exact opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. But that's an example, says the Minchas Chinuch, of something that's chayiv and becomes pater. What if you're mafkirit? after it's chayiv. That also might be an example. So there are various examples of the Menachas Chinuch, so I think you don't have to make any distinctions within the Shita of the Rambam. You could just say once it goes to Chutz Laretz, it's Pater. But he said, Sorachian on the Chinuch, who does not paskin like Rabbi Akiva in this case. That's an important Ha'ara. Again, there's a lot more here. Let's just try to get into one or two more issues. There's a very important Ha'ara. I've given shiur about this many times. I don't think I've ever mentioned this. And that is in Os Chav Beis. The Menachas Chinuch discusses the huge topic. We had an Ian shiur about this a couple weeks ago, relating to Kedushas Ha'aretz. And the Rambam's famous Shita in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that even though Kedusha Shnia, the difference between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Rishona was Batel, and Kedusha Shnia was not Batel, right? That was related. That's the Shita of the Rambam in Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin. Why was the first Kedusha Batel? Because of, that was through Kibush. And one Kibush could nullify another Kibush. But the second Kedusha of Ezra was through Chazaka, through going up and settling, and that's never batel. Okay, that's the Rambam. But then the Rambam says, that's all by Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Kedushas Mikdas in Yerushalayim was never batel. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his presence there, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, that's it, finished. It never leaves Yerushalayim. So Kedusha Rishona is Kishalasa Lavo for Yerushalayim and Mikdash. Fine, that is a huge discussion in the Achronim, what's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka, Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shniya, as we discussed then. But the Menachas Chinuch asks an unbelievable question. Dibur Maskil Hinei, he says, if it's true that Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash was never Batel, so why aren't you Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers Deoraisa in Yerushalayim? If the rest of Eretz Yisrael was batel, and that's why the rest of Eretz Yisrael was only Durabanan, so at least in Yerushalayim, if I grow something in Yerushalayim, if I have a fruit tree in Yerushalayim, I should be chayiv in Shumas and Maisos Daraisa, because Kedushas Yerushalayim was never batel. That's his kasha. Unbelievable. Im kein kashali, second line of Hine Yadua. Lama lo ye kedusha chamura kazu, she kedusha linyan karbanis, yefo linyan kedusha kala linyan Shumas and Maisos. Skip a couple of lines. He says, I don't understand it. He says four lines from the bottom. The ena das soveles. It doesn't make sense to me. Shete kedusha ra'avoda v'lechol karbonos. V'lo toro l'kedusha l'inyin shumas u'maisris. You're going to tell me there's two different types of kedusha? Kedusha l'gabi karbonos and shchina, and kedusha l'gabi shumas u'maisris? I find that hard to believe. But that's probably the answer. Even though he finds it hard to believe. If you look at the footnote in Os Mem Dalet, he quotes from some Achronim who say maybe there's Kedusha Lagabe Gidule Karka and there's Kedusha Lagabe the Avir. That's what they say it. The air or the dirt. The dirt was Batel, maybe even in Yerushalayim. The Hashuras Hashchina was different. Hashchina only was Makadish, the air and the environment, but maybe not the Gush, not the dirt. Or another suggestion, which he himself gives, again, he develops this question a lot. He's very strongly feels for it. It's fascinating. And but he says in turning over the page, in Dibur Maskil Ra'isi, he says, maybe there's another answer. Maybe the Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz is not tully on Kedusha at all. Maybe it's just tully on Shame Eretz Yisrael. And when there is Kedusha, that helps for Karbanis. But for Artsacha, your land, that doesn't work. He says, but if it's not Artsam, so then you wouldn't be Chayiv. Or the opposite. Something could become Artsam without Kedusha. Let's say a Jewish king expands the borders. So he says, that could be Artsam and be Chayiv now, Jews and Maestros, even though there's no Kedusha there. There's no Kedusha there, possibly. So either way, that is an important Ha'ara relating to Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, as he talks about here. If you turn to the end, he says, now, finishing up again, there's a lot more here in Tevel, but we're just doing what we can fit in. Turn to the end of the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch says, Va'overal Zeh, and just to summarize, if somebody violates and eats Tevel, that you didn't take off Truma from, Truma's Meiser or Truma Gedola, Misa B'dei Shemayim. If you didn't take off any of the others, you get Malkus. Tevel Durabanan, you get Malkus Durabanan. What about liquids? What about liquids? He says, Umashkin Ayotzin Miperish ain't Tevel. What if liquid Tevel? So, is that the Raisa Durabanan? He says, that's Aser Kamosan, but Mikom Makom, Avabishin Asurim and Atorah ain't Chiyav Malkus Alamashkin. But liquids are never going to get Misa B'dei Shemayim Lachora, but they're not even going to get Malkus except by wine and oil. Wine and oil, many halachas have a unique status for Hilchas Shabbos, for Hilchas Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. So here too, chalk it up on the list. the special status, if one eats tevel liquid, one gets malchus for wine and oil, and not for other liquids as well. Again, there's a lot here. Just looking over if we have time for anything else. He talks about, is there tevel for the lachmei toda, the four loaves that are taken out of the 40 for the kohanim? Is there a mitzvah? This is a big discussion. Also, we had an Ian Shear on it in Osiyud Beis. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh from tevel, even if I have no intention of eating from the tevel? That's also a discussion. Is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? And mitzvah, is it just a mitzvah chiyumis, like shchita? So that is also a discussion in Osiyud Beis, the Taz, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Simon Aleph, and Yerodea. So that is all relating to tevel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This takes us through the mitzvahs related to Truma and Maisris and Tevel. And Bez Hashem, next time we start the mitzvahs relating to Ba'alei Mumin.